Kalem, Perchav Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. And he gave a Kovit Elyon, a Kovit Tachtoin. Somebody touches the... So in a Kliya Riga, the two parts, two Eitz Kvedim, one which is closer to the person who's weaving, and the second one is further away. So they're called Kovit. The one which is further away, that's called Kovit Tachtoin. And the one which is closer is called a Kovit Elyon. That's how the Rav understands the Mishnah. Rav said that the Gula Karv is called Kovit Tachtoin. That's going to be the Kovit Tachtoin, because it's lower than the one which is farther away. And the Gula which is further away, since it's higher up, is called Kovit Elyon. It's only you touch the Kli on it. And the Kedushin is not called a Chibur Lairiga. The Rashi of the Mishnah, you touch the beggar, which is on the Ariga. Because touching actually Kli, that's Pashas not a Chibur, Mashaykh is to the beggar Ariga. Because it's just one of Chutin on the Kovit, you might think that's a Chibur at the Ariga, Kamashma is not considered a Chibur at the Ariga. The Rav and the Rambam is the Mishnah saying a zoo, and it's a club of zoo. And according to the Rav, the Kovit Elyon is where the beggar is on. The Kovit Tachton is the Kukash Shesek Archelov. So if the tap is not a chibur, sure, the man's not a chibur. According to the Rambam, it's all the way around. The Kli Elyon is a chodeshesi. The Tachton is a beg narg, but therefore it's a chiddush. Lois of Avsib. The chiddush of it, what to say, the Mishnah says that it's not a chibur. A maisa, the Rambam says, the Mishnah is a beg of a mace. So according to the Rambam, cherev el kechlal, it's all kelim. The Kli Elyon touched it, comes a av. And Odom, who touched the Kli, comes to Mitzarev. So him came. On base, it's like the Mishnah Chuyin. The Chiddush, specifically, eight is there one on. There's only a Chavah like a Chalal. That's why it's not going to be Tamei over here. Nirim, that's the Chut. The Mishnah going to Chutim, which pick up the Chut HaShasi when doing the Ariga. It's the Chut Shavah Gavir Garman. Being a Garman, so it's very expensive. So you put on you cover it without a chutim, or it shouldn't get dirty. Over here, Ira, she knows that Zira. Piece of, which is Arig, into the Begul Noi, and sometimes after you do it, it decides to take it out and put a different color. Ira, she knows that Zira means that you're already machlit to take it out. So that's next to the Chibur. The Kli is Tamei, and the person touches these things, so the person stays Tar. Or the other way around, the person's Tamei touches these things, it's not going to be Tamei, the Arik. These things, the not considered, it's not considered a Shtak HaChibur, and that was not considered a Chibur. The Nefesh HaMaseches, the thing which are woven, which are put between the Chut HaShasi for the Tikkun Ariga, is called Nefesh. Inside that's some Shasi. Like a nefesh, which is in the guf, v'shesi olimid, v'kofesh v'gavir garman, v'gavir garman, in order to be shomer nikayin. V'yurish also like zira, it's a piece which you're going to have to keep it in. So then, tamay. These things, when you touch it, so therefore it's going to be tamay. It's the orig itself, when you touch these things, and to negay is tamay, so tamay the orig, the right day through touching these things. These things exceeded a chibur even before the Ariga, because since the Mechubur the Veshtak of Kazakh, and you're going to be Ariga some, so therefore it's considered a chilek of it. Here it's Semesh Shalaima, Torah, these two kelim are not considered a chibur to the tzemer which just goes around them. If Adon Torah would touch the tzemer, stays Torah, even if the kelim are tame, or the other way around, it's not going to be metamet. Negei bepika, if you touch the pika, actually para, tame misha para is going to be tar. Around the plaque in order to weave, and around the pika of the head. Kozman, the chud atfiyah is around the pika, it's a chidik of the plaque, and therefore the plaque comes tame. Misha para, after you take the chud from the tavi and you start unwinding it, therefore it's aimed to be taken off. If it's not considered a chibur anymore, if it's going to be tar. Rashi points out that's mavur over here that a beggar which is next to kabbal tumah, even if you plan on doing more, it's not gemar malacha, It's written in Kabbal Tumlis. It's Chimurah Prechazayim Mishnah Beis. A similar concept like that. Mishnah Achrin over here, and also later on, he's angry. Like, what's the pshat? Rambam says, "Maybe say Kabbal Bega Tumlis. Mishnah Goy Shlishes Beis. Shlishes Beis. Chokim and Nuragin. The Machad. You're going to kiss. I'm playing in Kabbal Tumlis. Just take Melachta. See, Tilda's gone Melachta. She says, what's the pshat? Why by Begets Tumlis Miad even before going Melachta? So Mishnah Achrin would say that we have someone Uman which is planning on selling it, and therefore. No, doesn't pass Gam Malacha. So the Maisa Stamias of the Rishamar is not like that. I just want to say the word that all these, it's only Chesimachos Zman, it's not Chesimachos Malacha. The Pshat is that if it's Nereg, it's not Chesimachos Tikkun Be'etzem. You just Mishtamish Hakar Zman, we do more. Maybe it's not Chesimachos Malacha, it's Chesimachos Zman. This is discussed if you touch the Esed and Mechishas Tamei. The question is which Kelim are Kesed Mechumra and Tamei? Which Kelim are not Kesed Mechumra is going to be Taras? If you touch the all, which on the side of Hemo, the Katrav, all the two poles, and they have holes, and which holds it together, the Ayin, Melach is in Bitar, these Kelim, the all, the Katrav, the Ayin, the Ovis, next to the Chilik of the Mechrisha, even though right now they're attached, the Maisa we own the Sakh of the Chilik of it. There's Yantav and Mako, Peshas Melach is next to the Chibur, why over here is next to the Mechibur? So the Peshad is that in Mako comes very, very stark tight. But over here, since it's not so stark tight, therefore it doesn't come a Chibur, Peshas Melach. In the Cherev, the Bayrech, those in the Bitame. These chilakim, the first says it's not regal to take them off. So maybe let's consider the Kibur. First one in the Bitame. In the Lechaim, the Rei, and the Tame, those are Tame. You do the Tai, but Lechaim. You do those that Lechaim are going to be Tar. She ain't interested in the rabbis to offer. You know, holds that those in Bitar, because even though Chisha's tummy, because the next one comes to Chisha, the top of the Chaim is just to break the pieces off her, which are hard, and therefore it's not so much of a tzayrich. It's only when it's very hard, hard ground, but if it's softer ground, you don't really need it, and people take it off. Therefore, it's next to the boyfriend Kufua, and therefore it's going to be hard. This is the Gimel. Yeah, the gear mechanical can tame. That if one part comes tame, so the both parts the yad yad come tame. The exeter of yadis, and therefore it comes tame. Chut, meshicha. Besides the chibur of the yadis, the chut meshicha is also ama. The chidis eitz is called ama. Or snifim. The chavish, the nagger, straighten things out with his wood, kaskanius, his tar. All these chalakim are next to the mechuper to the chilek, which is tame. That is, since I'm only take it off, and even when you take it off, it's very roughly, therefore it's not going to be tame. After the game of Lavin, if you touch the miskar seish, the master gadol, his tar. Because you take it off because it's very heavy, we don't use it, therefore it's going to be tar. The Gerb Yasa Vikeshas, Abri Shimon Tucha, you're about to shoot, the Keshas is next to the Mechurban to the Chetz, it's not considered a Kri Chetz, it's going to be tar. The Ishas, Tahira, Suz next to the Mechurban to the Chetz, you know, I'm a Kodma Shimon Tucha, the Chetz is Mechurban to the Mechurach, and Chibur, that's considered a Chibur. When you touch it, it's going to be Tamek. Yes, it's not considered a Mechubur, even when it's Metuach, because over there, the Chitz, Chitz of Tech, the Bebetzush of Ishas, is made of Eifen, where the Oz of Man was Metuach. Therefore, it's considered a Chibur, but Chitz of Keshas, it's only when Rack on his Mami coming to shoot from it, therefore it's not considered a Mechubur, even when it's Metuach.